The steel and engineering sector, representing nearly 2% of the country's economic output and around 190,000 direct jobs, has seen workers down tools across five provinces after wage talks deadlocked. And the National Union of Metal Workers has called for a total shutdown of the industry until their demands are met. This with the sector key to national exports and an important driver of the recent recovery in economic activity and record trade surpluses. We've seen Pakamile Khlubi Majola, who's spokesperson of NUMSA, joins us now. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Let's get straight into it, because we've had Pakamile, NUMSA members embark on this national strike, and like I say, it follows a deadlock that's been reached on negotiations for a new wage deal. How far apart are the parties sitting right now?
Well, right now we are quite far apart. We want an 8% increase for the first year, as well as CPI plus 2% for the second and third year. The employers have currently put on the table 4.4% for the first year, as well as CPI plus 1% in the second year, and CPI plus 0.5% in the third year. This is the reason why members got so angry and took the decision to go on strike. Because what employers are basically doing is they've demonstrated that they actually don't care about the kind of sacrifices that workers have made, particularly in defense of the engineering industry. Last year, workers signed a standstill agreement, which meant they got 0%. And they did so because in our consultations and engagements with employers in engineering, we thought, because of COVID and it arriving on our shores, we were convinced that this would have a very dire impact on the economy. And so we agreed to 0%. And workers were expecting that this year employers would at least give back. And to offer 4.4% for people who are earning 49 rand per hour and less is just a disgrace.
Pakamile, let's take you to the books here. Looking at the engineering sector, I mean, what growth or levels of activity are you starting to see come back through as the economy opens up? Because that will be the position that employers are negotiating from.
Well, for us, I think it must be remembered that nobody suffered through COVID more than ordinary workers and their families. It's only workers and their families that have borne the full brunt of the horrors of what this pandemic has brought to this country. And employers, quite frankly, have received very generous and large-scale support from this government, okay? But that didn't happen for workers and their families. So when we demand 8%, it is a just demand, bearing in mind that we know that these employers benefited from the sacrifices that we made. Some of them even managed to make profits. This is a very reasonable demand in light of what workers have gone through to support the industry as a whole.
Is that across the board? What across the industry as a whole when you talk about profits being raked in?
But it is across the board, my sister, that workers have suffered. That is across the board. We know that to be true. And it is upon that basis that all 155,000 NUMSA members down tools today. And they're not the only ones who've down tools. This is a national strike. MEUSA and UASA members also joined the strike because they recognize that employers in engineering are greedy and are not interested in giving back to those who have helped to support the sector. So this is actually what needs to be the focus of this discussion. The fact that it is ordinary workers and their families that are currently carrying the sector, and if they want that to continue, then they need to come back to the table and put a meaningful offer on the table.
So where to from here? Have you had any response from employers post today's action?
Where to from here is that the strike continues until a meaningful offer is put on the table. We understand that CIFSA is interested in talking to us. We will engage them, and hopefully if they put something on the table, members will come back to work. But until then, this is an indefinite national strike, and because it is engineering, it is likely to affect construction, it is likely to affect mining, it is likely to affect any sector or any company or any business that depends on steel production, and that includes the auto and motor sector.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line, Phakamile. Of course, that NUMSA spokesperson, Phakamile Khlubi-Majola.